Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Welcome to 1202, the Human Factors Podcast, the podcast that covers all things about humans, technology, and particularly the bit in between.
Happy New Year. Welcome to 2022. And I hope that you're having a great start to the year. I think we're just within the realms of still being able to say Happy New Year. If you're listening to this a bit later, then, well, take it anyway. This isn't a usual podcast episode, but it's more an update about what we're planning for the coming year. Here at 1202 Podcast HQ, we've been putting together the programme for Season 4. I try and package our years into seasons to make navigating them easier. And our ambition is to build upon last year's efforts and aim to get out a new episode every 2 weeks between the start of February and Christmas. The target is 24 episodes. Last year we got to 17, so hopefully we'll build upon that and we'll see how the year pans out. In listening to your feedback, we're aiming to ensure the episodes hit your player in time for your Monday morning commute, or at least that's Monday morning commute if you're in the UK. Therefore, we're aiming to ensure that the audio is published by 6 a.m. GMT. The website should be updated by midday too. There is some administration that needs to go on after the audio goes live to make sure that all the platforms are synchronized. And some of that is a bit dependent on day job priorities, but that should be there most, if not all of the time. We will also be doing as much video as we can. Where we don't get a video of the interview itself for whatever reason, be that down to the interviewee doesn't really want to be on video because it's not for everybody, all the way through to we're not in a place where we could do it, we'll still publish the interview itself to YouTube as an animated version. Additionally, I'm also going to be hitting the back catalogue and visualising previous interviews, so then they're available on them platforms as well. In terms of the content, we're continuing the interview format in the main, with several interviews planned covering range from academia and industry, from a wide range of subjects, from architecture to cyber, and a range of influential people, with hopefully some international stars too. We're also hoping to cover our first event this year with the Ergonomics and Human Factors 2022 conference in Birmingham. The current plan is to be at the live event at the end of April, where we're conducting interviews with speakers, as well as discussions with those attending. Stay tuned for more details as we plan that out. And particularly if you want to be in the bar afterwards, then that will hopefully promise to be a great discussion. If you have an event that you'd like us to attend or be covered, then do drop me a line at 1202podcast.com and let me know all about it. I'm keen to develop the accessibility of the interviews, so we'll be exploring cost-effective ways of developing transcripts of the interviews. We'll be spending some time looking at different ways of distributing the material as well. Therefore, we'll be experimenting with clips of episodes and also different social media platforms. So keep your eye out and let us know what you think. Don't forget that on the website, each episode is categorized by its main relevant competence, and therefore is a useful resource when logging your continuing professional development, or CPD, activity, or building up your logbook. We're also still developing our merch line. We currently have hoodies up for sale, and these will be joined by T-shirts and Huff, the ergonomic dragon, and these will be available on 1202podcast.com website shortly. Your support to the podcast is greatly appreciated, and it would mean a lot to us if you could leave a review where you're listening to us, or even watching us. Tell your friends and your colleagues. Our initial target of getting 10,000 downloads or listens within 5 years, thinking this was a massive target and something really to aim for. But as we start our fourth year, we are nearly there already. So at some point, there's going to be a 10K celebration. We just don't know when it'll be yet, but it's more than likely to be in the next couple of months. As always, I'd be very grateful for your feedback on what we're doing and how to make the content more accessible to you, as well as to suggestions on who you would like to hear interviewed or events we should attend. So please do be open and honest with what you think. Finally, I will also be carrying on moonlighting on the our sister podcast, Human Factors Cast. And so that covers more of a weekly approach into Human Factors news and that type of thing. So do feel free to join us over there as well. As for now, we shall see you with our first interview in February.
Thank you for listening to 1202, the Human Factors Podcast. Please do get in touch with your thoughts, questions, and comments. You can contact us on social media, such as Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook at 1202 Podcast. See you next time. And remember, it's more than just common sense.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.